The MFR Shinty Show with Ian Auld on MFR 2.
Hello and welcome to the MFR Shinty Show. On this week's show, we'll preview the big battle at the top of the Premier Division between King UC and Kyles Athletic, and we'll hear from Aberdeen Union, North Division 3, as they prepare for a Sutherland Cup quarter-final and their 120th celebrations. And as always, we'll hear from Scotland boss Drew McNeil. He's with us in the studio. Drew, a very good afternoon to you.
Yep, good afternoon to everybody else as well.
Good weekend.
Yeah, very good. Apart from the weather, it wasn't fantastic, but we managed to survive it.
The weather there is atrocious. We've said this, I think, a number of weekends. Obviously, we had the snow and the ice at the very start of the season. We had a week and a weekend of sun. I think that was our summer at the end of April there. But now the wind and the rain is crazy.
It was quite autumnal, actually. There's snow in Fort William at the weekend. Just yesterday on the hills on Tuesday night. Quite a lot of snow, actually.
Oh, God. Hopefully this weekend's card stays alive then. Let's get straight into it. I think the big one, Drew, this weekend is in the Premier Division. It's one we've kind of been looking forward to for a while now. Leaders Kyles Athletic away to King UC, and it's the first real big test for... Well, not the first real big test, because obviously they've played bigger teams already this season, but, you know, it's a big one for Kyles this weekend.
Yeah, King UC are, you know, they're winning games, and... A lot of people are tipping King UC this weekend, and I keep on hearing that Kyles are a little bit short this weekend, but no, it'll be a good one, good game. For the league, it would be nice if King UC won it. It's not good for Kyles, obviously, but, you know, for the league, it would be nice.
Kyles are unbeaten so far this season as well. They've conceded 8 goals. You know, they are looking good. We've talked about them. We've talked them up so much already this season. And this will be, you know, a weekend that could make or break the title challenge. Do you see that?
For King UC, yeah, if they don't win this game, then the league's gone, because then they'll be 7 points behind Kyles. And if they don't stop soon, they'll be finished. They'll be winning the title pretty soon, I would think.
I think a few managers in the Premier Division, especially those at likes of Needhamore and Fort William, are possibly rooting for a King UC win. And like you say there, you know, it would make the league a little bit more interesting, and just keep the title challengers, you know, in close contact with each other.
It would be nice just for the league to tighten up, and it wouldn't be very often that Newton were looking for a Canusi win.
Indeed. Kyles have beaten Fort William this season, and they've drawn with Needham Moor, so they can hack it with the best in this division.
They beat Fort William quite easily, dominated Newton Moor in the second half at 1-1, possibly maybe should have felt they should have won that game, you know, and they've still got a great points gap and a good, right good cushion. Even if Canusi were managed to beat them on Saturday, you'd still fancy Kyles for the title.
Like you say, Kyles Athletic, they can afford to lose this weekend, although, you know, they won't want to, but they can afford to drop points.
Yep. Newton will have a fairly easy game, but Fort William have a very, very difficult game, so, you know, I think, you know, they could be drawn away from everybody else apart from King UC and Newton Moor.
Both teams go into the game with Macaulay Cup wins under their belts. 11-0 last weekend for Kyles against Glenorchy. And King UC, 4-1 winners at Glenorchy, and you were at that game as well. What did you make of King UC at the weekend?
They won virtually every single 50-50 on Saturday. Unlike the old King UC teams where they had that fluency and skill levels, this performance on Saturday was just full of effort and endeavour, and really had Glenorchy on the back foot right from the off. Right,
kind of gritty performance from
very
Kings.
Gritty, very team, great teamwork, great tackling. You know, never let Glenorchy have a sniff.
And that is what, you know, potentially could get them back into this title race, you know, and close the gap between Kyles. Really kind of tough, solid performances. And I mentioned gritty there, but sometimes when you look at champions, that's what champions have to do. Of course, you know, the course of the season is grind out results.
From what I've seen from Kyles, they'll match King UC for grit, and it'll be quality that'll come through in the end.
Kyles Athletic 11-0 against Glenorchy, never really much of a contest, that one. We always knew Kyles were going to win it, but to score 11 goals as well, so yeah, they'll be up for this one.
Yeah, Roddy had 4, Grant had 4, Duncan Kerr had 2, you know, it's the same guys are scoring all the goals. You know, they're keeping their forward line together and playing fantastic, shouldn't you? And I expect them to score more goals again on Saturday.
I mentioned earlier there, they've conceded 8 in the Premier Division this season. But King UC have been unbeaten since the return of Ronald Ross as well. And I think we mentioned last week, you know, he's, what, 15-5 games now? So, you know, this is going to be something different for Kyles Athletic, is the threat of Ronald.
Yeah, Kyles are one of the teams that will be quite happy to sit back and think we'll just outscore Canusi, because they do have the forward line to outscore. Gone are the days where they didn't have that, but they've put their best players in the forward line, they've gambled, and they actually are a very good team together.
Kyle's Athletic, obviously a draw would be good for them, a win would be even better. If they win at Canusi on Saturday, do you see that there's only going to be one destination for the title, and that's Kyle's Athletic?
Yeah, definitely. I think this is the make or break game on Saturday. If Kyle's come up and win and go home, you know, obviously they're not going to think they've won the league, but you know, from my point of view, yeah, they've got it now.
And if they do win, I know we've spoke to James Perlick in the past before as well, and if they do win, if they are able to come away with 3 points, will they have the mentality to hold on to that as well? Because it's a very difficult thing as well when you have a massive margin. You know, there is a chance that you can be caught out, or will they, you know, do you think they can hold on to that lead throughout the season?
Kyle's are in all the cups and they're winning games, so every Saturday can't come quick enough for most of the players. They'll just be going from Saturday to Saturday.
Which is a great thing for the managers as well. They'll be, you know, delighted that the guys are like that. You know, they're happy to play and they can't wait for every game.
And they've had no difficulties, and the guys are probably hungry to score more goals or enjoy themselves. You know, 1 week it's the Scottish, then Macaulay, the Celtic Society, then the league. So they're just so busy they won't notice.
As I say, we've talked them up so much this season. They have really been fantastic for the Premier Division as well. If they do lose at the weekend as well, what implications will that have on the guys, the players there? You know, because, you know, will the heads dip down and maybe they might lose another game, or do you see them bouncing back from, you know, a defeat? If they do lose, that is.
They'll have to bounce back because it's the Camina Cup next, the following Saturday, so they've no choice. No, Kyle's, I think they're a good tight unit. They should be able to brush off that. It's not like they're only losing 2 points. They've got five in the bag already, so yeah, they can afford to lose two.
And obviously one team he'll be looking on with interest in the game at Canusi is Needham Moor, and we've already said that they'll be rooting for the home team on that occasion. But Needham Moor can close the gap if there's a draw, so, you know, and plus as well, they'll close the gap if Canusi win at their deficit behind Kyle's, but they'll need to be professional. But they're away to Glenorchy.
Yeah, I'll suit Newton Moor. It's quite a tight little park, and they'll go there with their strength, and they shall turn over Glenorchy fairly easily, and they'll just be hoping come 5 o'clock, half five, they'll get a result that they like.
They beat Fort William last time out in the league as well, you know, so again, I think I used the word professional there. They'll just have to go about their business and forget about what's happening at other games and just go out there, play a shinty, because the most important thing is the 2 points.
Yeah, they'll just get the 2 points and then turn the radio on and hope for the best.
A great win for them at the weekend as well. A tough game, we predicted. We thought that it could be tough for them at home to Kinloch Shiel, but they come through the game winning 5-0 in the end.
Well, on Saturday morning, the Kinloch Shiel pitch was too wet, so it got reverted to Newton Moor, and obviously being a home tie makes it a slightly easier for Newton Moor. But no, they'll be happy with that result. You know, Kinloch Shiel are a sticky team.
We mentioned Glenorchy there. They lost 11 against Kyle's on Saturday in the Macaulay Cup. They're bottom of the Premier Division, no goals in the last four Premier Division games. I think the result's only going to go one way, isn't it? But
no, it'll be unlikely this weekend. You know, they had a good performance against Clonakert and then lost last weekend heavily, and I think they'll lose heavily again this weekend against Newton Moor. I mean, Newton Moor and Kyle's two very strong teams.
One interesting tie in the Premier Division this weekend as well, Inverary versus Fort William. Both teams suffered Macaulay Cup shocks at the weekend, losing to Bute and Lovett. So I mean again, we kind of maybe predicted Bute to go there and cause Inverary problems. Lovett were just going to give it their best, and they were 2-1 winners on the day. So, you know, Fort William and Inverary both have to bounce back from disappointing defeats.
Yeah, and Barry Martin at Bute had indicated that, you know, Celtic Society is not their preferred cup of sorts, just down to the rules, and he did fancy his chances going to Inverary. And John McRitchie at Lovett, you know, he said they have a good team going there. Lovett, they know their team, they've got their best line up, they know what they're doing. Surprised them beat Fort William, to be honest. But Inverary and Fort William, if you look at the league, this is a dangerous tie for both of them, because if either the two of them lose, then they're sitting towards the bottom end of the league.
Fort, obviously, I've had a bit of been up and down the last few weeks. They beat Newton Moor in that McTavish Cup semi-final, clinched a final spot. They lost to Newton Moor in the Premier Division last time out, and league-wise, losing to Lovett, you know, set them back down again. You know, they need a bit more consistency.
So they lose to Lovett, lose to Inverary, then they go to Newton Moor in the Camra. It's getting towards crisis time.
Yep. title race. I know that Gary Innes said a few weeks ago that if they lost to Nitymore, they're out of the title race. Is there any kind of slim outside chance that Fort can still be in there come the end of the season?
No, I think it's Kyles, Canusia, Newton, Moore, and the rest of them are all battling to avoid the second last slot in the league.
Yeah, and
that's
like
how tight it is.
Yeah, like you say there, Fort William, you have to keep your eye on the ball because they could be sucked into a relegation battle, which is really unthinkable.
Well, they're only a point ahead Inverary in games played. Inverary know themselves it's a home game, they need to win their home games. Mm-hmm. Inverary, you'd expect to put up a massive fight in that game to get the 2 points.
And Inverary themselves, they've been a bit up and down in the last couple of weeks, but they're third, bottom 6 points. But as we've seen in the Cups, they're more than capable of causing a shock.
Yeah, and if they're not careful, they need to pick up points pretty soon. You know, out in the Macaulay right enough, they've still got the Celtic Society.
And you say there, you know, Fort William, as it stands, they're on 7 points. They could pretty much drop down into the bottom half if they lose against Inverary. Inverary could leapfrog them, and that's a massive incentive, especially when you're on your home patch as well.
Yeah, it's a game that Inverary have to win. You know, the time to get for William would be get them after a defeat against Lovett. You know, another away game. They've got the Scottish coming up. They'll be worrying about that. So, yeah, if Inverary get on top early on, it's a massive 2 points. If they go above Fort William after Saturday night, they'll be delighted with themselves.
Kamali and Lovett are two teams who had good success at the weekend. Lovett, as we mentioned there, beat Fort William 2-1 in the Macaulay Cup. And Kamali also got the better of Lochaber 4-1. Good wins for them.
Kamali played really well on Saturday. You know, apparently, from what I heard, they dominated Lochaber on their own patch. It was a right wet day as well, which doesn't necessarily suit Kamali, but to get 4 goals at Spain's a good achievement. Again, Kamali versus Lovett, you know, 2 points for either of those teams would be delighted, because they're going to be going above each other. It's difficult. I mean, it seems odd to be talking about relegation, and but that's what we're talking
that's
about.
That's my next question. Was, I mean, we're only into May and we're talking about relegation, but seriously, it's an issue that has to be addressed.
I think only the three teams, Kyles, Canusia, Newton, Moore, are beyond the relegation zone. Everybody else is stuck in fighting.
Yeah, it's a kind of mini leagues. Glenorchy, of course, at the bottom there. But as you say, you know, the three teams at the top competing for the title, but everyone else is in there. And that
it makes for a fantastic season, because Kamali are a good team to watch. Lovett are good to watch. You know, Oban Kamarak are good to watch. They're all good teams. They're all playing good shinty and scoring goals. It's very, very tight.
And it's also interesting, well, it's exciting for the fans as well, because everyone can be anyone.
Yeah, we've seen it already. Yeah, definitely brilliant.
Elsewhere this weekend, Aberdeen Uni celebrating their 120th anniversary this year, and there's some excellent plans in place to mark the occasion. They are bidding for a place in the Sutherland Cup semi-final this weekend. The final will be held in Aberdeen this year, and manager Terry Steddings would love to be there, but first they have to get past King UC.
It's going to be a testing game for us, because King UC are pretty good form in the league above us. We're doing not too bad in North Division 3, but I think this will be a step up for us.
As you say, North Division 3 leaders, unbeaten up until the weekend. They're losing to Glenorchy in the Strathdown Cup, but you can take some real confidence into the game with King Usey, you know, because you've done quite well this season.
Absolutely. We have quite a small squad, but a tight-knit squad of guys who were quite determined this season. We want to progress. Obviously, it's the 150th anniversary of the club, started 1861. And we're going to, the Sutherland Cup itself is going to be part of the setting for our celebrations this year in July. In terms of our league season so far, we've had a good start to the season. Obviously, we've still got some tough games to go, and we have to see how we progress through them.
King Usey, no doubt they'll be, you know, tough opponents for anyone, especially this weekend as well. They put 10 past Lochroom last weekend.
Thanks for the reminder.
Martin Dallas with 5 and Kevin Thame with 3. So, you know, they'll be the players that you have to stop this weekend.
For sure. I mean, we started talking about that. We've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks. We've known the game's been coming. We have, obviously, to look at the team that's coming through to Aberdeen and try and decide how we're going to adapt to that team, but also we need to concentrate on our own skills and our own setup as well. That's worked for us so far this season up until the weekend. We've also got a couple of guys coming back from injury, so we should be pretty strong this weekend.
And like you say, you know, you've had a good season so far as well. The Sutherland Cup final will be held at the University in Aberdeen, so you want to be in that cup final.
It'll be a big occasion for us to be in that cup final. It might cause a few logistical issues on the day, but I'm sure we can draft in volunteers if we make it that far. But absolutely, it would be a great honour to be able to get through to the final this year, especially because it's our 150th, and we'll do everything that we can. We're very fortunate that we'll be able to play, or the final will be played, in the King's College grounds, which is right in the middle of Aberdeen, as opposed to our park, which is up to the north side, Bridgerton. And we're also very lucky that we've got good sponsorship. Aberdeen Considine have been helping us a lot with preparing for it. They're also our team sponsor this year, so we're very thankful to them for their help in getting this off the ground and getting it going.
Sky or Love It, await the winner of this one. But you know, first of all, let's take care of King Youssef first of all.
For sure, we've got to get over that, over this game first, and we'll see how we get on against Sky and Love It. It's not so long ago we were playing these teams when we were in North Division 2, so we've also got a couple of players from those parts of the world, so that helps with a little bit of insider knowledge.
And as you say, the club celebrated 150th anniversary this year. The Sutherland Cup final will be held in Aberdeen. There's also a youth festival and also a ceilidh dance at night as well after the cup final. So, you know, a big kind of weekend of celebrations planned in Aberdeen.
Absolutely. This has come as we've actually started to look at developing Shinty in Aberdeen. It's great that Ronald Ross is able to come through and help us with that. We have started looking at coaching, trying to bring Shinty in at an earlier stage in Aberdeen. Right now, there's only really the two university teams, Aberdeen University and Robert Gordon's, and ourselves in terms of the sort of playing in the Scottish National Leagues. So we're hoping that in the morning, the youth festival will start to bring a little bit more awareness to those to the younger generations that there's Shinty available in Aberdeen and what they can do. Obviously, we've got the Southern Cup final itself. And as we move into the evening, hopefully a very good event down at the Beach Ballroom, and we'll be looking for plenty of support with that, try and raise a bit of money just to keep Shinty going in Aberdeen.
And I believe the City Council as well, they've made it part of their Tartan Week as well, so they're really, really behind it as well.
Yes, for sure. We're going to take part in the event. That'll be before the actual final itself. We're hoping to have representatives of the club, past and present, involved in a march down Union Street. That again helps to publicise Shinty in Aberdeen. We've also been lucky in that the council and active schools are supporting us with moving out into the primary and secondary schools in the area and coaching, taking Shinty as an additional sport. So we're very grateful to the council for the support they're giving in allowing us to sort of broaden Shinty, as it were, within the city.
Listen again online at mfr.co.uk/shinty.
Aberdeen Uni coach Terry Steddings on the MFR Shinty Show. Remember, if you have anything you want us to know about at your club, drop us a line to sport@mfr.co.uk or post a comment on the mfr.co.uk Shinty homepage. Drew, it's a big ask for Aberdeen Uni this weekend. Obviously, with the Sutherland Cup final being held in Aberdeen this year, it'd be great if Aberdeen Uni were to make the final. But they face a very difficult prospect in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, there's some strong teams still left in that last eight, and you know, Canisius are one of the stronger teams there. It's unfortunate for them, but you know, I'm sure they want to get there on merit and whatnot. But the home tie might suit them. I believe they're normally stronger at home, from what I've heard. But it's a very difficult tie. You know, you mentioned Martin Dallas and particularly Kevin Thane. You know, they've got some old heads in that team. Canisius.
Yeah, 11-0, can you see, beat Loughbroom in the Strathdown Cup at the weekend as well. So, you know, they're full of goals. Obviously, Aberdeen Uni even lost in the Strathdown Cup at the weekend at Glenurquhart, and you caught a bit of that game.
Yeah, Glenurquhart were much stronger, and, you know, Glenurquhart and Canusie at the same level in that league. Aberdeen are doing well in their own division, undefeated, but they are a league below. Whether they can just turn it on in a day, they've got a chance, I suppose, but it'll be very difficult for them. They would love to go through, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure Terry would bite your hand off if you offered him a place in the semi-finals. And obviously, as we mentioned there, the 120th anniversary celebrations, the Sutherland Cup final will be held in Aberdeen. They're also holding a youth festival and a ceilidh dance at night, so it should be an excellent weekend.
Yeah, you know, they can invite me, I'll certainly come along.
There we are, Drew McNeil asking for an invitation right there on the MFR Shinty Show. And also Ronald Ross will be there as well as part of the youth festival. So, yeah, great weekend. And obviously, we mentioned we touched on it there about Aberdeen, the city council getting involved as well. So that's good for that area of the country.
And the thing is, the problem with Aberdeen Uni is they're getting people out with the area. Now they're actually working with the kids in primary school. And if they don't play shinty in the primary school, they're never going to be shinty players, unfortunately. So it's good that the active schools are helping them, and the players too in Aberdeen are now trying to help the community. So and I know Ronald was through there coaching the coaches and whatnot. So that's all positive.
Mm-hmm. And we spoke to Lisa Gray earlier in the season down at Aberdour, and you know that area of Fife as well. Great to get shinty down there, shinty and Aberdeen now, and Glasgow Midargyle, of course. So it's great to see, you know, shinty being developed in more areas in Scotland.
Yeah, just need to keep going, push on. Aberdour are progressing well. Glasgow Midargyle have done well as well. So who knows, maybe 2 or 3 years' time we'll be talking about Aberdeen competing at a higher level.
Let's hope so as well. Elsewhere in the Sutherland Cup this weekend, ties to look out for. Kyles Athletic take on Lochaber, Glenurquhart face Tayforth, and Holders Lovett are away to Skye. Let's have a look at the fixtures in North Division 1. Leaders Kinloch Sheil are at home to Inverness, Strathglass travel to Bewley, and Caberfae take on Skye. And let's have a quick look if we can at the moment for North Division 1. Kinloch Sheil, who we know all about from the cup exploits this season already, they're leading North Division 1 by 2 points behind in front of Caberfae. They're at home to Inverness.
That, you know, it depends on the weather. If the game has to come to Inverness, it could be difficult. The problem Kinloch Sheil are facing now is they're out of the Ballymore, they're out of the McTavish. They've only got the Scottish left. If they've only got league games left, then it'll be difficult to keep that continuity week to week, and they might get caught out.
Strathglass take on Bewley away from home. Strathglass lost to Bewley last weekend as well. And Bewley up to third. They've got a possible chance of going, they will go second if Caberfae lose at home to Skye.
Yeah, Caber's turned over Kinloch Sheil a couple of weeks ago. Caber's will be too strong for Skye. Bewley are scoring goals again. Last time Bewley played Kinloch Sheil, apparently Bewley dominated but just didn't have the finishing touches. So, yeah, it could tighten up that league yet. Initially, I thought Kinloch Sheil were going to run away with it. With not having cup runs, it's going to make it difficult for them.
Are Bewley a side that can get in there and muscle in?
I think if they get a run of results together, they will, because they've got a fairly young team and that will breed some confidence. But they just, you know, the defeat early on in the season to Lochaber was a poor one. But they have picked up since then.
Elsewhere this weekend in North Division 2, Camali take on Glengarry in North 3. Caberfae are at home to Inverness. Ardnamurchan travel to Bleskin. Lochbroom take on Bewley. And Lewis face Lochcarron in South Division 1. Glasgow Midargyle are up against Lochside Rovers. And Open Celtic travel to Ballahoolish. Let's have a look at South Division 1 for the time being. Bute, of course, cup exploits aside, Glasgow Midargyle 3 points behind with a game to play, and they've got a real chance at the weekend with Bute out of action to kind of narrow that gap.
Yeah, and they scored a number of goals last week, 8 goals last week, so George Hay at GMA will be happy with that. But you know, Bute, yeah, they're showing that they are still got that Premier Division quality by beating Inverary last week. They'll be difficult to peg back.
They're up against the Lochside Rovers at the weekend as well, a side who've been in and around the top spots in South Division 1, level in points with GMA, but GMA have 3 games in hand as well, and they're at home at the weekend, so you'd fancy GMA to kind of edge out in front of the Rovers and pull in behind Bute.
Yeah, just to consolidate that second spot. They've had a bit of a patchy season, Glasgow, but you know, scoring the goals last week should you know, put them in the right sort of mood for playing against Lochside.
And obviously they'll be aiming to win the title and bounce back at the first time of asking. And we spoke to George Hay earlier in the season as well. And perhaps, you know, after a bit of time, he might find that winning the division, moving back up to the Premier Division, his side can, you know, settle together and hopefully stay in that Premier Division.
George will be looking to finish first or second. He would want to drop below that, because that's all second teams that's, you know, that are in that division. So he'll be looking to be, you know, between themselves and Bute, the two of them should be at the top.
Elsewhere this weekend as well, in South Division 2, Aberdour face Colglen, Ballahoolish travel to Bute Strathcur and at home to Glasgow Midargyle. One tie takes place in the Ballymore Cup between Bute and Lochaber. Lochaber at home in the Strathdern Cup. Fort William take on Kinloch Sheil, and there's one outstanding tie in the Macaulay Cup. It's Kilmorey versus Open Camanach. Time for Drew versus you. Drew, well, I'll take you back to the Premier Division, and there's no easy game there. Maybe apart from Glenorchy, need to more, but we'll start with that one.
Yeah, we'll just go the way I think it might go. Glenorchy 0, Newton Moore 6.
The big one, King UC versus Kyle's Athletic.
Everybody keeps telling me Knussie's going to win this, but no, it'll be Knussie 2, Kyle's 4.
A big, bold prediction from Drew McNeil, Inverary versus Fort William.
I'm being a ex-Fort William player for some 20 years, it doesn't go well to say that I think Inverary will win this 2-1.
Oof. Kamali at home to Lovett.
This is the most difficult one of the whole lot, because both these teams are doing really well, and I actually think Lovett will win this. I think it will be 2-1 to Lovett.
Okay, the predictions from Drew will be on the MFR website. You can find them at mfr.co.uk/shinty. That's where you can hear all the previous shows as well. And if you want to take part and try and take on the Scotland boss, Drew McNeil, head along, email to sport@mfr.co.uk or post a comment on the page. And just to wrap up, I was having a kind of brainstorm at the weekend, Drew, and the Olympics is obviously coming to London next year, 2012, and Inverness was named as a route, a place where the Olympic torch is going to be, and they're looking for torchbearers, someone who, you know, is dedicated to their sport, and nominations are welcome. And I was thinking perhaps someone from the world of shinty.
Yeah, it's got to be Ronald Ross. I think the torchbearer's got to carry it some 200 yards, so I'd love to see Ronald run 200 yards without stopping.
With a shinty stick in his hand.
No, but seriously, it'd be good if everybody in shinty, you know, got together and got behind Ronald and got shinty involved in the Olympics.
He's an iconic figure in the world of shinty, and out with as well, you know, his exploits out with the game. People are kind of learning about shinty through him.
Yep, if you talk about shinty, then all about Ronald Ross, and that's the way it should be, because he has been that good for so many years, and all the work he does for the Camnock and whatnot, you know, it's outstanding what he does do.
I know that shinty isn't an Olympic sport as yet. It's not an Olympic sport, but still, you know, his dedication to the sport, like you say, he's worked with the Camnock as well, his stuff on the field, he's still playing, still banging in the goals. You know, he's someone who, yeah, he's a kind of Highland sporting icon.
Yeah, I think that and some of the breakfast cereal that Scotland's famous for, they should be advertising with Ronald.
Other breakfast cereals are available.
I didn't say which one.
So Ronald Ross, that's what we're thinking. Ronald Ross to become the torchbearer for this area. I'd love to see it happen myself. I think it'd be great, and a real kind of honour for Ronald as well. He obviously, you know, he has the kind of MBE as well, so it'd be great to get him in there and become the torchbearer for the Highlands. If you think so as well, we'll post a link onto the MFR Shinty homepage. I think you have to just click on that. It'll lead you through to the Olympics 2012 page and nominate your person there. And hopefully we'll get Ronald Ross. That's our campaign. We're going to start it now. We'll get Ronald Ross to become the torchbearer for this area.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Sounds pretty good. Well, that's it for another edition of the MFR Shinty Show. As I said, you can listen back to all the previous shows at mfr.co.uk/shinty. You can also take part in Drew versus You there, and also nominate Ronald Ross to become the Olympic torchbearer for the Highlands. Enjoy your weekend wherever the shinty takes you.